Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need
is to believe. It's not a ceremony, it's not a festival. We remember the high price you paid for us to be set loose from the bondage of sin. We stand here in appreciation and we lift your name in awe of you, Holy God, to whom all praise is due. Thank you for your faithfulness. And then one kaya yande bonye fwo, akwasampa fwo, akron fwo, jaman fwo, and sabro fwo, and kaya yande fwo ma. Thank you for the sacrifice of the cross. We give you the glory. You are a good God. I celebrate you for your favor and your faithfulness. Tonight I'm asking you, Father, everything that holds your people in bondage, set them loose. Set them loose by the power of the blood. In the precious name of Christ Jesus, I give you glory. You have begun a good work, and surely you will also accomplish. In Jesus' precious name, somebody shout amen. Amen. Hallelujah. When someone will come, hallelujah. Tonight is a very special service. I was speaking to Ansuma, and I was telling Ansuma, why will somebody who professes to be a Christian not be in the presence of God in Easter? Why? I mean, we go to church all the time, but Easter is a special time. It is the gateway to everything that has become of us. Without the shedding of that particular blood, I will not be standing here talking to precious people like you. What boom the grace and the nouveau drama that carries matter. The carries the grace of God is what has made the difference. Yeah. So some of the old songs it depicts the message very clear. Kane nan kamia kuwa na fe mantini Yesu nyame banu na wabeya aso Yesu nyame banu ba na wabeya. Sing it one more time, let me hear your voice. Kano nan kamia kuwa. That's right. Let me hear you. Yes, oh, yes, songs like that. Yeah, songs like that. It liberates. 34, and I said that they had an encounter. They definitely had an encounter. I want us to do two things very quickly, and then I will not waste your time. It's been a long time. I saw some of you, and I'm happy to see all of you tonight. Everybody that is online, we give God the glory for your life. This is the Passover service. The Passover service. Amen. When it's Passover like this, we are like that male factor on the cross who said to Jesus, remember me. Remember me. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. The Lord said, verily, I say unto you, today you will be with me in paradises. Yeah, without the processes of Christianity, without discipleship, baptism, without impartation, anointing, without confirmation, without any of the things, without water or fire baptism, you will be with me in paradise. My God. Let's take our first offering. Immediately after that, I will love 7 of our pastors to read the words of the cross. And then I will share a short word of the Lord with you. And then we will start the anointing and communion. Tonight is communion. Communion service. Blood. Blood. Blood of Jesus. Blood. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yankin kasama wapama ya mimrea ya yibijina sodi etu ya mfono. Ebe woni edi kanu wo Luka sempa etre ye duonu miensa nchichemu eduasanai. Luka asempa etre duonu miensa nchichemu ye eduasanai. Uma intera dia sem. Na Yesu kase eja fache won na wonu nia wore ye. Na watren tonto edi che nentumemu eradia semene. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Luke chapter 23, verse 43. The word of God says, Jesus said to him, I promise you that today you will be in paradise with me. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. The third Bible reading will be taken from John chapter 19, verse 26. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciples standing by, whom he loved, he said unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Amen.
Hallelujah. Our fourth reading is taken from Mark 15. Mark 15, verse 34. And I read, And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, which is being interpreted, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Amen.
Happy Easter to us all. John 19, verse 28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I test. Amen.
Hallelujah. Our fifth Bible reading will be taken from John chapter 19, verses 30. I read, And when Jesus had tested, and when Jesus has tested it, He said, It is finished. Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Amen.
Hallelujah. Our final Bible reading will be taken from Luke chapter 23, verse 46. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. The reading of God's word.
God bless you. Shall we have standing for the word of the Lord? Close your eyes, lift your two hands. Let's sing. I hear one of the screens is not working, but I prefer it on than just one. Part of it doesn't come. So, go do that for me. Put it on, and even if it is, I think that this is more destructive than that one. Hallelujah. All right, your two hands are lifted. One of the lovely hymns that I will, rather like this. I thought this place rather was not coming, so... As for this, it's too much distraction. You can't see anything. I have few things that I want to project to you this night. Amen. Maybe we were still projected anyway. Our two hands are lifted. And can it be that that's why I'm interested? That is for me. That's why. Come on, amazing, amazing. That's right. How can it be that God should die for amazing love, amazing love? How can amazing love, amazing love, how can da-da sing that part again. Amazing love, how can it be that my Lord should die for me? Amazing love, amen. How can my God should die? Amazing love. How can Dada before we pray tonight, I will want to read Isaiah chapter 52 and verse number 13 to you. Isaiah chapter number 52 from verse 13. Maybe let me do verse 14 just so I can redeem some of my time. The Bible said, as many were as torn at thee, his vintage was so marred more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. So he sprinkled many nations. And the Bible said, the kings shall shut their mouths at him for that which had not been told them shall they see, and that which they had not heard shall they consider. I will want to read verse 14 in another version of the scripture. The Bible said, many people were shocked when they saw Jesus, when he was so disfigured that he hardly looked human. He hardly looked human. Another version, possibly to derive understanding, the Bible said, just as many were astonished and appalled at you, my people saw his appearance was so mad more than any man, and his form mad more than the sons of men. Another version, in this version, the Bible said, but he didn't begin that way. At first, everyone was appalled. He didn't even look human. A ruined face, disfigured past recognition. Another version, the Bible said, but many were amazed when they saw Jesus. His face was so disfigured, He seemed hardly human, and from his appearance, one will scarcely know he was a man. And then in another version, the Bible said, just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that any human being, and his form not beyond human likeness. And then in the last version, look at somebody for me. The Bible said, I don't want to cheat tonight. I don't want to go too much because I want to carry everybody with me. There are people online watching me that needs to be carried along. So even though I may sway and digress a little bit, I will still come back to this language. It will be a strategy of pushing the gospel to a further. As many were astonished at his appearance and was so mad beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of mankind. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Now close your eyes. Father, thank you. Thank you for the privilege. Thank you for the sacrifice. Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you for salvation and redemption and regeneration and renewal and adoption, that we can cry, Abba, Father. Thank you that we are no more slaves. Thank you that we are no more outcast. I give you the glory for the price you had to pay on the cross of Golgotha. I give you glory because you paid the price that we can live. You took upon yourself the form of a slave or the form of a servant and humbled yourself and went on the cross and died the death of a sinner. Therefore, God has exalted you and given you a name that is above every name, that then by the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue should confess that you are Lord, to the glory of the Father. Be exalted. Holy Spirit, every heart is yours. All these people did not come to see the preacher. They did not come to see the church. They have come to renew their love and affinity and, you know, fellowship and commitment and conviction for the Christ. This is why they are here. I stand here in awe of you, giving you glory that your grace and blood have saved all these people, and even more through them that more will be saved. I give you the glory that you will leave the 99 and go look for the one that is missing. I pray, rebuking every satanic order and every demonic interference and any demonic sons that will rise against your word tonight in the name of Jesus the Christ. Somebody shout amen. Amen. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Yes, and some more. Yes, and some more. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of God, people of God. Good evening to all of you. Happy Easter, or a blessed Easter to everybody. I would love you to listen raptly to the word of the Lord. Get a pen and a paper. We will be doing a lot of writing and a lot of note taking. I will speak a little English, a little of my language, and I will try to carry everybody along with me, and then we can be able to fly by the grace of God. It will be of a beneficial essence to everybody and to the glory of our King. Now, when we talk about Easter, I have almost about 7 different images of the cross and the crucifixion and the Christ. When we talk about Easter, it's not Mary making, you know, the way people have made the Christianity look like in these days around this time. When we talk about Easter, they are thinking of, you know, let me travel and be with my family. Let us have a party. Let us have a family reunion. This is where, you know, in our hometown, the chiefs come together and say, well, the people are going to come and visit their hometown, and therefore let us get ourselves together and then let us receive them. This is the time for my trouble, and let us be able to get some contribution
to the township or to the vicinity or Kurunua or Hinenuwasu so that they can be able to, you know, get some money to develop that particular vicinity. But that is not Easter. That is not Easter. I mean, with all due respect to our chiefs, we can look for any other time and gather the people and do things like that with all due respect. But Easter is not gathering people and let them make contributions that can be able to develop their township. Easter looks like pictures like this. Easter looks like pictures like this. You know, Easter looks like, run them through very quickly for me. Easter look pictures like this. Easter look like this. Easter looks like another this picture. This is Easter is suffering. Easter is death. Easter is a price that somebody paid. Easter is not something that we people can be jumping around. Easter is a sacrifice beyond any human. Easter is agony. Easter is pain. Easter is pain. Easter is a lot of pain. A lot of pain. Turn back, go back two pictures away. You know, no. Go back. Follow your backward trend where you came from. Just follow where you came from. And let us look at what we are doing. And, you know, when you look at this face, this picture is not Jesus, actually Jesus. Every picture in your house that is Jesus is not Jesus. That's not my message. Let me not digress. I'm just trying to. When Jesus was alive, there was no camera. Nobody could take a picture of him. Nobody could take a video of him. Everything that we see, including this, are actors who are trying to typify or depict or illustrate what really and actually happened. At least they have given us a picture. But let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, there is no actor and there is no storyteller that can come close to what actually happened. No actor. Or you can clap your hands. No actor. There is no actor. Push that thing up and go to sleep. There is no actor and there is no, you know, storyteller, anybody that depicts a story that can be able to come close to Adekuran Wanka say, see, we'll go tunnel. We'll be anywhere, we'll bet me about close to it. Chairman, yes, we'll be there. Jesus of it. When I look at the way we have taken his death so lightly and his resurrection so lightly, as a matter of fact, with the way we have taken his passion so lightly, it breaks the heart. It really breaks the heart. God, I'm looking for a particular picture. Go back, let me see if I can be able to see this. You can see that in all the pictures, they have a cloth around Jesus's genitals and private part. Actually, he was naked. The actual picture was a naked picture. Go, I'm looking for a picture. I'm looking for a picture. Out of the same pictures, flap, flap, when you get there, and it said, I will let you know. You know, and when you look at the agony on the faces of these pictures, this particular one, when I look at, you could see that he accepted, this is the picture I'm looking for. It was a picture of agony. It's a picture of Nyadua will be prayer will be in our team. What team? The Bible said before he went on the cross like this, they had used the whip, is called a flagron, and the flagron has thorns on them. The flagron is like when you stretch mesh wire mesh, you can roll it, but if you stretch it straight away, it can go from here to where the air condition is. And when they wrap it, when they throw it, the flagron goes around and the barriers, it goes and stick into the flesh of Christ, and then they will pull it. When it is pulling, he pulls the flesh, he pulls the veins, he pulls the vessels, he pulls the nerves. And they did it for 39 times. 39 times. So the Bible said, by the time they didn't say Mehmudian, he didn't look like a human being. He looked like some kind of goat or some kind of cow that had been slaughtered in a slaughterhouse, and his flesh had been dismembered and disfigured. That was how he looked like. Serious! And he had to do, because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Go to Pastor Richard. Watch it. Where are you? Get your Bible quickly and come and see you. Go to Pastor Rich's Facebook page and take some of Pastor Rich's old pictures when he looked like Bodemni. Put those pictures and then put Pastor Richard as a preacher also on the screen, and let's see how it will go. This Christ, when they had lost him, 40, you know, 39 plus 1. Jewish punishment. That punishment was meted on criminals like Barabbas. The Bible said, when they brought Jesus and Barabbas and stood both of them in the crowd and in the face of people, and they asked the question, which one do you want us to kill? They said, Jesus. Pilate was confused. He said, what has he done? As for Barabbas, we know that he's a rapist, a murderer. We know he's an armed robber. We know he's a wicked man. But this Jesus, what has he done? The people said, we don't care what he has done. Crucify him. And then the Bible makes a solid retaliation. He said very categorically, then I have nothing to do with the blood of this holy man. The people said, let his blood come upon us and our children. And the promised land. That every day there is blood that has been shed in the Holy Land and in the Middle East. Interesting. Gaza is fighting Israel. Israel is fighting Gaza. And it is never stopping. Reason! Let the blood be on our heads and our children. They invoked generations of curses over themselves. Kill him! Kill him! Munkuno. And then Jesus is looking in the eyes of people that he has helped, that he has blessed, that he has fed. One more, what third year, near more, deeper. One more, where Tia, one more, two, Ama, one, da. One more, what poor, my son, your dear. Had you all, if you don't, to the near more, you, sister. And they are standing shouting, kill him! Kill him! And I know you are saying those people are wicked. We are more wicked. We are more wicked. Those people, they didn't have a Bible. They didn't have a Holy Ghost. They didn't have anointing. And they didn't have preachers like this one. You have all these things. And still, you can hide under the word of God and still commit all that we still commit. We are more wicked than those people. Yeah, we are more. I mean, when I look carefully at what Christ has done and the way people don't even respect him. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse number 1. Let me read to verse number 7. The Bible said, who has believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The Bible said, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of the dry ground. He has no form, no comeliness, nor, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. The Bible said, he is despised and rejected of men, a man acquainted with sorrow and grief. The Bible Bible said, and we hid our faces from him and was despised, and we esteem him not. In the fourth verse, the Bible said, surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, and we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. In the fifth verse, listen, as he said, but he was wounded for our transgression and bruised for our iniquity. The Bible said the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. The sixth verse is interesting. All of us have gone astray. We have turned every one of us to his own way, and the Lord laid our iniquity. Everybody's iniquity was on Jesus Christ. And therefore, when he laid on that cross, and when he cried, my Father, Eli, Eli, Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why? I was saying on radio this morning that Jesus lifted a song of David, and the song of David is in Psalm number 22 and verse number 1. The Bible said, my God, why have thou forsaken me? Put the scripture there, let us work. My God, why have thou forsaken me? Psalm 22 verse 1. He lifted the song of David, and the Bible said while he was singing in agony and pain, he sang on the cross, lifted the song. And you know, I want to digress a little bit and talk to these lovely people and say, when you go through agony and pain, when you go through hostility and uncertainty, and you are going through the ambivalence and the vicissitudes of life, lift up a holy song. The Bible said, he that is barren, let him sing. He that cannot conceive, let him lift a holy song and sing. And the Bible said when he lifted up this song on the cross of Golgotha, the Bible said the sins of the whole world was on the Christ. We all were like sheep. You know, we want to the bar chicken government. When Yamiya said, I will read what he's saying. Isaiah chapter 53. You see, I'm going to tell you, read the word of God. Why pan aji asen kanedi? Why so? And I'm dead. I'm going to read the word. The Bible said, "Who fear thee?" Said, "Do fear he would not name." Said, "Abfasi pese mu eyi." Woni esua ebema yaya diebe. Yes. When I look at the church and what Jesus did on the cross, there is no respect. Whilst before we came, the whole week we've been hiding out praying. And so when I returned back, just preparing to get ready to the service, I was monitoring the Lighthouse Good Friday Miracle Service on radio. So the moment I got home, I said to they put it on the internet, let me follow Bishop Dutch preaching for before I come in. Whilst I was doing that, at the time they were taking an offering. And when they finished taking the offering, he asked a question, because they have structured the whole thing. The people that are taking the offering have all been numbered, and they are wearing vests, and they have been, you know, identified. Now, Yaji offering every, and they are trying to count their number, and the number is not up to the people. The people on Good Friday, somebody is making an attempt to steal offering. Ubu Yesu angeni. When I go to a church and I am a friend of God. Fuck! No, would ye? Far, my chrono, and ye would ye? Far, The people don't fear God. The fear of God is not obia. The light is resident in them. And because we do not fear God, the people are resilient to do evil. He was wounded for your transgression and bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was on Christ. By his stripes we are healed. And the thing I love about Jesus Christ is that he doesn't really care about what you have done wrong. Romans chapter 5 verse 8. Whilst we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christo, why? This is what we are talking about. He paid the price. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 17 downwards. The Bible talked about Christ. And whilst he was speaking about Jesus, and he said, and if you call on the Father without respect of persons, judged according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. And so he said, for as much as you know that you have not been redeemed with corruptible things such as silver or gold from your vain conversation received from your fathers, but the Bible said categorically and prophetically, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish. Yeah, in other words, listen to that. In other words, Jesus went into the place of slavery where people did slave trade and they were selling human beings, and when he appeared, Kofi Oduro was in the cage. Kofi Oduro was in the cage. And Jesus said, I will redeem that young man. And you know, in slave trade, when they were buying human beings, they could look at people. If it's a woman, we'll look at a woman with curves and all that, so that when they are reselling, they can get their value price. And if they came to men, they were looking for masculine people, people that were strong and can be able to work, and they could sell them for a better value. Jesus, and the last category of people were people who were articulate and smart, that if they should buy them, they could get a value for money. And Jesus is at the slave market, and he looks, and it was two people in the cage, Kofi Oduro and you. Kofi Oduro and you were the people that were in the cage. And Jesus said, I will buy these guys. And you know, in the slave trade, it's auctioning. That's like we're selling cars. One says 100 cedis, another says 200, another says it's auction. So we are auctioning. The highest bidder takes it. And then Satan also appeared at the slave market. He said, oh, forget, Yesu, Oduro is mine. Oduro is mine. Forget it. Jesus said, I will not forget it. So Satan said, $1 million. Jesus said, two. Satan said, 10 million. Jesus said, 50 million. Mishike Jinimuami said, I am overpriced. I am overpriced. Satan said, 100,000. Jesus makes a surprise, 500 million. Satan said, 1 billion. Jesus said, 10 billion. Misheke jinim na mi huri huri. The people have overpriced me. Therefore, I am not going to be saved for people to dictate how to lead my life for God. The one that saved me, he is the one I am going to live for. Not you, not me, not the world's opinion. Today, there is a young man in our church at Sapeman, Alabaster City. The young man loves God. He has just listened to my messages on television and listened every morning on radio. He said one day he was listening and something jumped into his chest. He woke up and confessed that he will serve Christ all the days of his life. From that day, he started coming to church. He started coming to church. But listen, and I hear, I want to talk. When you were talking about those things, we are not talking to the Christians. We are talking to religion. When he started coming to church, I mean, he is also a bodybuilder. He owns a gym around the church. He came and said hello to me. He said, I can't stop watching you. I said, like Paul said, look at me and follow me just as I am following Christ. That is exactly what we are doing. And so love God with all your heart. Today, in the Passover service in the morning, his wife came to me, and interesting, and I know he's watching. His wife came to me and said, pray for me. I said, why? He said, my husband is the gentleman who has joined the church passionately on fire. What I have recognized a guy with, he is Rastafarian. You know, he has locks on his head. He said, the lady said, my mother doesn't like my husband. I said, why? She said, because of the locks. I said, tell your mother to dog the antique. Dog it! Yes, you know, I'm in Shankra, what done? Me could feel drew me done. I'm a media or no necessary. Oh, my men, no necessary. When I worry about the end, I couldn't wear a trump. Say, tell your mother that Samson was a rasta. Tell your mother. Get up. Take off your clothes. Grosro. Sharp. Take it off. Thank you. This young man, come in here. Take it off. This man has tattooed his body. Daniel won't say. This guy was a criminal in Ashiaman. The hardcore of criminality. Until one day, I was preaching the gospel on Vision One. And this guy heard the gospel and said, Jesus, I want you to save me like you have saved this guy. Jesus! I want salvation, Jesus. He took a fankwasi and chile. He be jina weya nisua. He cannot understand it. Jesus paid the price. You didn't pay 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 it. Somebody scream. Jesus paid the price. And who says tattoo is going to hell? When he has paid my price. When the blood has purchased my redemption. Who said so? Put Pastor Rich's photographs when he was mad. Put it on the screen. And let me look at. Don't waste my time, sir. This is a very serious service. You know, when we come into this place and we are outlining certain things, the people will have to. This is Pastor Richard when he was mad. Say time, the devil can make you mad. The devil can sell deception to you. The devil can sell manipulation to you. The devil can make you go wild, crazy. One cursor, you will know that you are lost. Now look at Pastor Richard, who is a pastor. Pastor Richard, now our branch pastor. This is what Jesus paid the price. Jesus paid. Am I talking to somebody? Jesus paid the price. Jesus, he paid the. I can't hear you scream. Somebody scream. Hallelujah. Is that all the volume, sir? Thank you very much. This is is what he can do. This is what he does. He came to the slave market and paid the price. And when he pays the price like this, you can't stop somebody. That is why I am here. I welcome all the Rastafarians. I welcome your locks. I welcome your tattoo. I welcome you. I welcome you. Oh, Jesus, joy. Who said that somebody who came from hardcore criminality will come and read scriptures? This guy have never read, have never studied chi in school, or nobody taught him chi. When I quote the scripture, he writes it down and goes and borrow somebody's Bible and check it whether it is right. And then he went to town and bought a Bible. Then he realized I used to come to one of our branches at East Legon. So he moved from Ashiaman out of the ghetto, out of the hardcore criminality, and came and stayed around the vicinity. I don't know what pushed my mic, sir. You was up doing this unto the glory of Almighty God. And so I stand here this night and I'm giving glory to the Christ that he can take commoners and make them dignified people. He can take commoners and make them dignitaries. He takes commoners and make them dignitaries. He takes commoners and makes them dignitaries. He takes commoners and makes them dignitaries. He takes commoners. Somebody scream! Scream! This is what Jesus does. A different number to save. Sumina swati angeya kuto achene. Ena Yesu a baba behunu me mopo. Odi asamne jarene. Odi mojana teme ho. Maya pamba. Maya pambeshiya. I stand here to give glory to the Calvary prize. To the Calvary, the Golgotha prize. I thank God for what he has done for me. A different is a kofi odro. I win him the name da. A Christ atene nensa. And you saw me more. Oh my God. I don't know who I'm talking to. This night, if you can't give him glory, you are Boniaye. I want to lift my voice for 1 minute and give him praise. And give him praise. And give him praise. And give him praise. Nanka ye drama for Hena Christo baby. Naya yira. U drain ba kwa nua yira. We jed you new at your clone crony. We are that one sheep that is lost. He left the 99 to die for one that is lost. And so whilst I stand here, I cannot let that price go down. I mean, let me just paint a picture. Let's say that Dede, her father is a billionaire, and I am in prison, and he asks his father to bail me out. And the father paid my price, brought me out as an ex-convict, cleaned me up, gave me a job, build me a house as a gift. And then when I became a big name, now I don't even honor the father of this woman that honored me. I rebel against that benevolence and mercy that I received. Ladies and gentlemen, any time you return to your sin, you are like a dog who vomits in the morning and then roams around the city in the day and in the evening comes back to the vomit and eats it up. Christ has set you free. Galatians chapter 5 verse 1. Do not stand fast therefore in the liberty wherein Christ has set you free, and do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Jesus has set you. You see, when I see people sitting in church,
and in your car is worldly music, you don't respect the death. There are people. No, oh, you know, mom, in class, I'm on channel. Christ and all your high. What beer? What is someone? Oh, yes, you what they high in the cool summon. I'm not a high enough. I shouldn't go summon. You don't mean my high in the bee. Now, I'm far, dear, I'm cocata. Will be anywhere or so can you the do I say with the sick and near the assonation? How many people with you name? I'm telling you, if you are seeing me be at him, I'm telling you, sweetheart. And therefore, this is the time, do you know, to turn your life or your back on the world and accept the gift of God, which is eternal life in Christ Jesus. Oh, yes, I'm serious. Serious. The world now, Mr. Sampo, good to see you. It's been a long time. The world now knows that sex sells. Sex. Those days are everyone started rolling the true much again of one. People thought that about one Rabana Bebusu Ebusudia. Now all the young ladies on Twitter and Fahiba Akunu Ibipe Jimmy was switching in Nano TikTok. Me who Jimmy free se kuwa boate ma woman who be to me yin you for numbi num. I said, shut this nonsense. When somebody nipa gunkwayim, gusumu, and umu like they have been incarcerated together. And that is why people are even coming to church, and instead of dignifying and magnifying Jesus Christ in their life, they wear dresses and they want to look like the world instead of Christ. Instead of Jesus. And so, you know, because sex sells, they put on this and, you know, expose themselves and tie. Where is Jesus in all that? Where is Christ in all that? He paid your price. I'm telling you. Yeah? Let me say this to you. That day, your pastor sleeps with you. That day is the same day you should know that Satan has taken hold of that person. I told you the mind of God. This is the time as servants of Christ we show the way of eternal life. That a commoner like this boy, he started reading for me at Santo, read two lines, hey, sit down. It did not deter him. He followed that. Job U3, he's here, F5, then he leaves to the other church. Our branch at Santo. He did that for almost 2 years, not knowing that he comes into the service and just listen to the art of the preaching and the art of the reading, because he was trying to master that art. One day I asked him, read a line. He read it. I said, from today you will be reading at crusades. This guy is a product of eternal life, and the blood of Jesus, the Lamb of God, the Savior of the world, who came into the world to die for sinners. The Bible said, for this reason, the Son of Man was revealed, that he might set us free from our sins. Yes! I sit down and I look at a false gospel. Come to Jesus and all your problems will be solved. Where did that one come from? Where did that one come from? Even the Bible makes it very clear. In Psalm 34 from verse 17, the Bible makes it clear. He was speaking on the discourse of, he said, the righteous cry and the Lord heareth him and delivered them from all. Yeah, that means that the righteous have troubles. What is that gospel from? What is the meaning of that? Come to Jesus, all your problems will be over. That is false. That is fake. That is fake. It can never be true. It can't be true. Let me show you something. Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 10. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship. Listen to the word he put there. Sufferings. Plural.
fellowship of his sufferings. There are sufferings. Sufferings! There are missionaries that have died for Jesus. People who went to countries like Russia, China, that were killed. Libya, who were killed. Egypt, who were killed. A preacher was preaching in London and the police smacked the preacher with a club, hit the old man, and blood started coming out. Why? He's preaching Jesus. And I say, sorry, people are suffering for Jesus. Suffering. The Christians, you know, the moment they have a little problem, it means God has deserted them. What kind of gospel is that? What kind of gospel is that? This is the generation who doesn't want to see any suffering. They don't want to see any suffering. Even if you say, as I'm sitting here, if I should send a pastor from here to America and say, go and be our pastor in America, his family people will come tomorrow morning to come and thank me that I have transferred a pastor to America. Let me send a pastor from here to our friend, please. Fanjineko. Their parents will sit in their house and curse Gofield. It is in a pampa, so they have a time when I walk around and say, oh, preaching will kick him. When your baby and fire this year and cause a fine genical. This because they are in their mind following Jesus is bread and butter. In their mind, that is what it is. That's what it is. And I use the opportunity to pray for everybody who have gone through suffering of any kind, especially the suffering of bereavement. People who have lost husbands, wives, people who have lost children, and all relatives like that. May God be your strength, because suffering is part of our faith. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. I know a woman whose husband, you know, she was my classmate, Akuba. The Lord called her. She's a prophetess, doing amazing, preaching the gospel. The husband said, if you preach Jesus, I'll divorce you. Instantly, because he's preaching Jesus. So it's not everybody who is preaching Jesus in a Range Rover. It's not everybody who is preaching Jesus in a mansion. Because being in Christ doesn't mean you have mansions. Yeah. So where is take up your cross and follow me? Where is Matthew chapter 16, 24? Where is that? Put it on the screen. Let's read it. He that will come after me, let him take his cross and deny himself and follow me. Cross means suffering. Cross means shame. Cross means that is the meaning of cross. I heard Bishop Dark saying that. It is interesting that when the women have a chain with a cross, they has one gold chain with a cross. And we feel that the cross is decoration. You know, chain with cross, cross with earrings, cross. Cross means shame. Cross means Christ. Cross means suffering. Cross means pain. Even when God anoints people to preach the gospel, and at the time that the oil is on them, as the oil is on them, even oil, they don't want to pay the price. They don't want to pay any price. This is why you see preachers with big tummies. Where is the fasting? No, serious. Where are the days of 30 days dry? 21 days dry? 40 days dry? By the time you come out, you are like a refugee. Where are those days? We don't want to pay price. This is a generation this is the only generation that believes that you can make it without process. You can make it without time. You can make it without paying the price. This is the only generation that believes you can make it without training, skill, and education. This is the only generation that believes you can make it without patience. This is the only generation that believes that you can make it without prayer, without God. Do you see why? The moment you're teaching my episode, Entua. It means abansame wuriatena yesu. Suffering. Suffering. Jesus suffered. Put on your dress, on your tattoo, and read gospel with tattoo. Give me my key. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it. Look for the song, On the Hill Far Away. On the hill far away too. That's right, rugged cross. It's an emblem of suffering and shame. It's not a joke. I have heard your man go Sunday school. You might hear to be informal. And you might hear to be informal. So I cherish the old rugged cross. Come on. I will cling to the old rugged cross. Oh, and exchange it some forever. On the hill far away, let's sing one more. On the hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering. And I love that old cross. Hey! So I cling, so cherish, yeah. I will cling, yes, you. When I see you after you have been with Jesus, I will have to say that this one is a Christian. Christian. Because he has been with Jesus for 5 years, 10 years. He has been going to Christ in the church for 20 years. I asked a question recently. I said, if people say that the church is a hospital and everybody is sick, true. But what kind of hospital has admitted people for 25 years and they are not healed? Hospital, man. Woman, I do not know anything you bring, they receive, and they have been on admission for 25 years. So, look, what hospital is that? Jesus died for you, he paid the price for you. Somebody asked me a question, very interesting question. You know, I'm a ghetto boy and I preach in the ghettos. And I went to the ghetto to preach one day. And then this guy just finished smoking his weed. Hey, oh, so. Was the Yesu, mommy? I didn't think I Yesu, be where mommy meant some I Yesu. I have not asked Jesus to die for me. Then somebody yes, so mommy, I then wabi wamame. I'm saying yes, young cashier, I'm sure was some kamuja bedu any so. Saying yes, ya, was say unim ninti awabi wamawa. Cashet ye meshu any so, no muja bedu any so. Unim ye yes, but man ye we are ye, we won't ninti a yes, be woman. Hallelujah. He saw the sinner. When I look at Psalm number 51,
Let's read Psalm 51, verse 1. Let's start from there. Then you can understand the concepts of salvation. The Bible said very interestingly, he said, have mercy upon me. I missed something. Yeah, all right, I got it. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness and according to the multitude of your tender mercies, and blot out my transgression. In verse 2, the Bible said, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. The third verse, the Bible said, for I acknowledge my transgression and my sin is forever before me. In the fourth verse, it said, against thee and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest and be clear when you judgest. In the fifth verse, it said, behold, I was shaping in iniquity and in sin that my mother gave birth to me. This is why Jesus died for you. Well, Pia, any human being born of a woman was born into sin. Because Adam sinned and the human race fell into sin. We are all the descendants of Adam. The life of a creation is in the blood. And therefore, if the father sins, the son sins. If I have AIDS, it goes through the blood to the woman I slept with, to the baby we conceive. It goes into the blood. Same thing. Sin does the same thing. Sola! And so he said, in sin that my mother gave birth to me, focus please and let us work. In sin that my mother conceived me. In the sixth verse, the scripture said, behold, thou desireth truth. Alabaster, hear this. May the government of Ghana hear this. God desires truth. No kure. Because you are upon Omenya no kure kakrebia. And kia sorry a free and go to you. Sorry! A free and go to you. I'm telling you the truth. And so the Bible makes it clear. Look at this. He said, you desire truth in the inward part. No kure, brother. Say that, read that one to me. Which verse is that? Read on, let me hear. Yeah. Mensawam in my inward. Mimu, not a niso. No kure no mimu. No kure. Aji ubi boy. Abe bere communion. Aji ubi boy. Waji ubi boy. Skeji ubi to mubi boy ne dema. Enade baba betoa. Aji ubi boy bere communion guso. Wouldn't even the bank house on that DH. I told you the mind of God. I was speaking to a young man, Cash Property, and Aya Kunedu and her associates and her partners are giving us an opportunity paying W3 and F5 to be on different platforms on television out of the sales of their properties that they are selling. And they have decided to put us on few television stations. And out of the television stations I chose Movement TV, including the TV stations that they brought me. And the guy from Movement TV came here and was speaking to me and said, so we love you. We want to sign our contract, is ready for you. But I came to see you. He said, yeah, no one yeah, but trek a cry. I'm saying, me sorry, I'm about me nim near me cook me I'm aggressive. Oh, yeah, aggressive. I don't even know what is going to happen on Sunday. And when I pray and I finish praying and I take my Bible, on Sunday morning I don't speak to anybody when I'm coming. My wife don't talk to me. Nobody interrupts. When I enter here, I come with a holy anger. W3 in the baby, something comes on me. I can't explain it. So I told the young man, I wish that I can take everything and be, you know, but I don't know what will happen when I hold this thing and stand on this thing. But as I'm speaking to you right now, I can promise you CBP. I can promise you, if you are fine. I can me see until I hold the crusade at the Jubilee House, my ministry is not over. Crusade at the Jubilee. I don't know whether it's even if it is not this president, I will hold a crusade at the Jubilee House. President of Ghana is sitting, Vice President is sitting with their wives, ministers of the Chief Justice, everybody is there. Give me only 20 minutes. Only 20 minutes. Let me preach the gospel, real gospel, not tea and dollars gospel, real gospel. No! I don't need anything from the president. I just want to preach the gospel. 20 minutes. Back. You desire truth in the inward. Get the communion ready. Let the communion be ready. And in the hidden parts, thou shalt make me know wisdom. The Bible continues to say, purge me with hyssop. Hyssop, a yurebi. A yurebi, a ponipahon, a tinipahon. Purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow. In the 8th verse, make me hear joy and gladness that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. And then in the verse number 9, he said, hide thy face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. In the 10th verse, listen, the Bible said, then create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. He goes and says, cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of your salvation and uphold a right spirit. A right spirit within me. This is salvation. Everybody knows I'm preaching the right gospel. Everybody will be any. So I'm preaching the true gospel. But let me switch and preach something else that can make everybody excited. I know that the grace of God is coming in power and glory. I see a cloud in the atmosphere. The cloud is coming with dollars and euros. I am preaching and I have seen in the realm of the spirit. I see some glory. Oh! Dear me, ye ababenu. Dear me, ye ababenu. And so we are in church and we are entertaining ourselves. The Bible said this generation is like children at the market and they are playing drums and telling their friends, we have piped for you or played for you and you did not dance. We are there entertaining ourselves. Wow, souls, precious souls are perishing. Instead for us to embrace people to Christ, we are rather pushing them away with our nonsense. Nonsense! Tell you, my heart was cut through. My heart was cut through when a woman walked into this place Sunday and told me, one of your people have impregnated my daughter. And I came here to get your attention. Unipanibua to Panaminiho. Tiriamikano. I cannot create him when Munti. I was not there. Now we're here at the Asema Ba. Now they need me to be part of it. And this is why I tell you, open one of our bag. Take your bag after the service and go home. There are daughters of Jezebel right here. I'm your pastor. I was here before all of you came. Make us such a word to you. There are people who have made it intentional to become a stumbling block for others. And they are here. All they hate is Akosia Sapoa or Teneke Mu Kita Niki Se Ochinik. Oh God, those people will come after you. I'm telling you. Suffering and shame Jesus died for. And we are here entertaining ourselves. Christ bled to death. We just took Christos to death. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 23. Paul quoted Jesus. He said, "As for me, that which I have received of the Lord, that I also deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night which he was betrayed, he took bread." And the Bible said, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.'" And then he goes further and said, "After this manner also he took the cup and said, when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.'" I'm going to read two more verses. But what, let me say what I just read in my language. What said Brady Yesu anadwa wo yi ni maye no wo fa bo do what you can come to you.
Na me de de me nya me free Brady honara na me de me ma mo say Brady Yesu anadwa wo yi ni maye no wo fa pa no no da si bubu mu no ka say ye ni me ni pedia
wo yi ni me ni pedia me bubu dia ma mo
munya ye mfa ne
ye wey fire men kaye sa so na didi na chire no wo fa kru wa ne ka say
ye pam foforo mu mo
me a bi mo che mo read on.
Hold it.
Go to the English and let me say this to God's people and I'm done. And at verse number 27. He goes and said, "Wherefore, whosoever eateth of this bread," put it in GNT and let it become more understanding. "If it follows that if one of you eats the Lord's bread or drinks from the cup in any way that dishonors God, you are guilty of sin against the Lord's body and blood." I feel my main time verse number 28. In verse 28, the Bible says, "So then you shall examine yourselves first and eat and drink the bread and of the cup." It goes to verse number 29 and said, "For if you do not recognize the meaning of the Lord's body when you eat the bread and drink from the blood, you bring judgment on yourselves as you eat and drink." And in the 30th verse, he said, "This is why many people are sick, and this is why many people are weak, and this is why several people have died. This is why many people are sick, many people are dead, and many people are weak. Several have died." This is why, Lizzie, some people are sick, are weak, and several have died. What you can hold your punk?
Now, my only person who share no with the pan only be now on crew and I'll be now the only not on them said the answer
I said, I put on the next verse, but you will not read that. I finish. "This one is resurrection and crucifixion together. If we will examine ourselves first, we will not come under God's judgment. Another version. In this version, he said, if we get this straight now, we won't have to be straightened out later. Another version. This one says, if we evaluate and judge ourselves honestly, recognizing our shortcomings and correcting our behavior, we will not be judged. Another version. Interesting. He said, but if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Last version, ESV, okay, NLT, I would do that. But if you will examine yourself, you will not be judged. ESV, I would love that. He said, if you will judge yourselves truly, you will not be judged. What you can? Yeah. Solo, Christo, so many agro. Shagro, agro, agro, agro. Habenyamifi. Too much agro. Agro Yesu. Ego so agro na. Agro Yesu. Communion in grow for be di be bi a ye be shia omo Easter Monday. Anoint. Stand to your feet. Let your living water flow for my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation. All my cares and burdens, Jesus, Jesus. I just want us to sing that one. Jesus, Jesus. Somebody sing his name. Let me hear you say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus. Usher in the communion. Somebody lift your name, lift his name, say, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Sing Jesus for the last time, Jesus. When I look at perversions, somebody can call himself, I am a porn star. I see it too. You are a porn star. How much doubt come? Aji Christo Teno. And Uber Connati said, yeah, growth. We could take the camera. People on the bed having sex, and people are filming it. And they finish and come and put it out. And there are people who is eating church who have some on their phones. May the Lord deliver us from addictions, 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 smoking, drinking, fornication, adultery, yeah, pornography, masturbation. May God deliver us from sodomy, lesbianism. Let me tell you, you will be a fool to think there are no lesbians in church. You will be a fool to think that. I'm telling you, it started from secondary school and they have migrated it to another level. Days in church. And so the man that was met Jesus, when he met him, He said, Lord, remember me. He said, verily, I say unto you, today you shall be with me in paradise. What an honor. Last Lord, I want everybody in this building to know, no matter what you have done, today your sins are forgiven. Oh, I'm in Nisha. No matter what you have done. The Bible said he took bread and gave thanks and broke it. He gave it to his disciples and said, this is my own flesh. Likewise, he took the cup and said, this cup is my own blood in the New Testament or covenant, which I share for the remission of the sins of the world. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, come close to the table of God and receive of the flesh and the blood of Christ unto eternal life. I will want to say this. Jesus said in John chapter 6, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. I said, I put that scripture on there. I pray over these wafers and over these soft drinks, and I declare the flesh of Christ and the blood of Christ indeed, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Serve everybody communion. John chapter 6 verse 53. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood. Listen to the last line. You have no life in you. But I love verse number 66 where Jesus was speaking to Peter. And the Bible said from that time, many of his disciples turned back and did not walk again with Jesus. And then the Lord asked Peter, will you also go away? Peter said, Simon Peter answered and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and are sure that you are the Christ, Son of the living God. This is the living word. This is the living word. Ancient words ever true. Thank you. Changing me and changing you.
We have come with all we have. Already ancient words.
Put us on there, help us. Oh, ancient words. Ever true, changing me and changing me. We have come with open hearts.
For every ancient word.
Let's start from the beginning, come on. For a war. Word. Come on. Words of life, words of hope. Give us strength, give us strength. Help us cope. Come on in this world where we. Ancient words, ancient words, come on, ever true. Oh, changing me and changing me. We have come with open hearts, so let the ancient words. Sing it for the last ancient words, ancient words. Ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open heart, so let the ancient words be
heard.
Good Friday is a time of renewal. It's not a time for running away from the Lord. When we were kids and we used to go to the Presbyterian church, when it's communion, many people run away. The moment they hear communion, they are running away. Why will you run away from the salvation that can turn? This is like an antidote against sin and the lust of the world. It's an antidote. It's an antidote. If you haven't received one, I'm waiting. I'm giving you an opportunity to get one. Don't miss eternal life. Apostle Randy also shared a testimony. He said the wife and a few people went out to Ketase to share the gospel. When they got to a place where the Okada riders gathered, they met a young man. Said, "Brah, the person who changed me also move and so." He said that to his of mom, you know. And then they shared the gospel with the other people. And they left them. Their church is at Kunkunru. Kunkunru is when you just pass Ketase Tum. Is it Obosumazi or no? Ketase Wah, you turn up to Kunkunru. You turn left. And then on your way to Kunkunru, they are the first property on the route on the right before you go to the Kunkunru. So they rush back. Articulate a tree of Okada rider now. I say for us in free honor. Call you and it team with Jemienu. A picture. I want to give somebody an opportunity. Take the communion. Don't miss this opportunity. Take the communion. Asian world, take the communion. This is the third time I have said it. And taking you, we have come with open hearts. So let be. Can you open the wafer? Tonight is a night of renewal. I said, I want to read a scripture and it says that my strength is made perfect in your weaknesses and my grace is sufficient for you. Lift up the wafer and somebody say, Heavenly Father, thank you for the prize on Golgotha Cross. Thank you for Jesus, the Redeemer and Savior of the world. Tonight, I renew my conviction and confession. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in the precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. Tonight, I confess that I am a sinner and Jesus is my Savior. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and my personal Savior. All the days of my life, I will serve you, love you, follow you, work for you, and represent you. In Jesus' name, amen. Eat it. Can I read a scripture now? The Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9, he said, the Lord said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you, and my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmity that the power of Christ may rest on me. Now, Paul was having a conversation with God in prayer. And the conversation is in verse 8. So go to verse 8. The Bible said in verse number 8, this thing I besought the Lord three times that it might depart from me. Paul had a challenge. And he was talking to God and said, take it away from me. GNT, In this version, the Bible says, three times I prayed to the Lord about this and asked him to take it away. In verse 9, and the Bible said, but his answer was, my grace is all you need, for my power is greatest when you are weak. I am most happy then to be proud of my weakness in order to feel the protection of Christ's power over me. I don't care what weakness you have. When you meet the blood of Jesus Christ, you are more than a conqueror. Tonight, whilst you hold the blood, anything at all that you want to talk to your father about, whether it's about your job, your business, your whatever you want to say, most importantly, that he draws you close to himself and anoint you with extra grace. Speak to God in this few minutes in prayer. Come on. Everybody online, go get yourself a piece of bread, biscuit or cake, and get a glass of juice, water, and join us. Join us. Join us. Join us. Join us. Let's do this together. Hey! Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in your sight, oh God, my strength and my redeemer. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? You are the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Oh, have mercy on us. Hear that which your people say tonight. Show us your glory. We came because of you. Do us good according to your loving kindness and tender mercies. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Before we drink the blood, I would love us to sing this song. And then make declarations, and we can take the blood. He is Lord. He is God. He has risen from the dead. And he is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess. The Jesus Christ is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every shall bow every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Now lift up the blood and say, in the name of Jesus, I am more than a conqueror by the power of Christ. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am a child of God. I have rights and privileges. I am a royal. I am anointed. I win everywhere. In every situation, at all times, in the name of Jesus. Evil will not come near my dwelling. My expectations will not be cut off. My head will not lack oil. 1,000 will fall on my side. 10,000 at my right. It will not come nigh me. Only with my eyes will I see the destruction of the wicked. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. As he is in heaven,
so am I in this world. In Jesus' name, drink it. Can you dip your hand, your finger like this? Dip it in the container. And mark your forehead like you are anointing yourself. In the name of Jesus. The Bible said in Exodus chapter 12, and when the angel of death sees the blood, he will pass over you. That is the meaning of Passover. Passover service. I said, I got a scripture and put it there. When the angel of death sees the blood on the doorpost, he will pass over you. Okumba funikum. Now we hunu mojano. Ewa mo prunanua ube chamu ako. I declare by the power of the blood of Jesus, this year evil will not come near your dwelling. From today to the 31st of December, no weapon formed against you will prosper. Dip your hand in the container, anoint your head for the second time. In the mighty name of Jesus. When the angel of death sees the blood on the doorpost, he will pass over you. Exodus chapter 12, verse number 23. The Bible said, for the Lord will pass through and smite the Egyptians when he seeth the blood upon the lintel and on the two side posts, the Lord will pass over. So that's where we get the word Passover. Pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come in unto your house to smite you. For the last time, anoint yourself. The blood is on you. The blood is on you. Kumba fobi anywhere we bet imagine we fear. They will pass over. In the name of Jesus. I declare that this year there is no sickness that will come to your house. There is no sickness that will come to your body. I prophesy that you are victorious. 100% victorious. You are blessed. In Jesus' precious name. Dip your hand in the container for the fourth time. Touch your two ears. And somebody declare in the name of Jesus, I will not hear bad news. Bad news will not come to me. In the name of Jesus, I am immune to bad news. I am alien, a stranger to bad news. This year, God has a covenant with me. I will not hear bad news. Dip your hand in the container for the fifth time and touch your eyebrow, two of them. And somebody declare, I shall see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I declare this prophetically in Jesus' name. For the sixth time, dip your hand in the container, touch the back of your hands and the palm of your hand, palm, back and palm, and then rub it on the two other hands. And I declare in the name of Jesus that the devil cannot interfere or interrupt or intrude with anything that belongs to you rightfully. In the name of Jesus, may I submit to you, any embassy you enter this year, they will grant you visas. You are an ambassador of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Dip your hand in the container for the seventh time. And on the seventh time, you are going to sit down and anoint your feet. You will tread upon serpents and scorpions, and they shall by no means hurt you. If your children are not here, do this for them. If you are here and your children are not in this room, your wife or your husband is not here, I want you to do this for them. This is very special. Since your children are so dear to your heart and your husband and wife are so dear, your fiancé and fiancé are so dear to your heart, dip your hand in a container and touch where your heart is. And I'm using that as a point of contact to Alabaster Nibia, who is not here, to all the branches, and even to the greater harvest that is coming by the might and the grace of God. And I prophesy that you are preserved. Aminisha, you are preserved. You are preserved. You are covered. You are protected. You are preserved. In the name of Jesus the Christ. It shall be well with you this year. You came with something, your bag, your wallet, your phone, your keys. Dip your hand in the container. It means a new beginning. And touch that thing. It stands for your enterprise, your business, your efforts, your endeavors. We anointed, we declare. Can you prophesy over what you do for only 1 minute before we start the anointing service? Akiko tabra anto, ariga vinto, mrakatesku free inta, ayambra anto mra aske. Hey! We brought only 1 minute, only 1 minute. Can you speak prophetically for only 1 minute? Akia tereba, akanto mra aski, rato mra anta. And you may be aware, whether you are a civil servant, public servant, a businessman, a businesswoman, whether you are an investor, I declare in the name of Jesus, come on, people, somebody, declare. Oh, shaka! Ikike ganto mre gantu hazia ante ganiba antala. Hey, push it! Ikike neba anta. I declare, I don't care. Anybody that is trying to bring you down, they are fighting a losing battle. I declare in the name of Jesus, the God that you serve is greater than all. The keeper and the watcher and the owner of Israel is the same owner of Alabaster, the God of this commission. I declare in the name of Jesus the Christ, you shall leap over walls and run to no. Nobody can bring you down. Nobody can bring you down. Nobody can bring you down. You will flourish. You will increase. You will prosper. You will excel. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, you will just excel. In the name of Jesus. Somebody do Ezekiel 37 verse 4. We command by prophecy in the name of Jesus. Prophetically, we command in the name of Jesus. Only 1 minute. This is for your business. This is for your enterprise. This is for what you do. If there is anybody in this place who has any project you are embarking on, your house, on your factory, on your investment, I prophesy over it. Every expectation you have, I stand in the presence of God in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Come on. Prente and cantonimia and kia unto as governed by unto ikete ayantu naka and kia da bantoto zantinaba. I can't hear your voice. Can somebody prophesy? Declare in the name of Jesus. Speak prophetically. Min batakote and you may be a wuyo at yebiesu and iso atiuno. I declare by the victory of Golgotha cross in the name of Jesus, you will flourish. 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 Hey! You will flourish. In the mighty name of Jesus. Number 9 means judgment. Number 9 means fruitfulness. The same number 9 means fertility. But let's start from judgment. Dip your hand in the container for the last time and touch the ground. Every day. Touch the ground. Anybody that is conspiring, every altar chanting your name, I declare in the name of Jesus. Lift up yourself. Masama watamfu nama Christo. I have summoned all your enemies to the Christ. Yes, you are a dangerous who. The same Jesus, you know. Oh, you're very dangerous. Wobura shia demo papa papa nkrofon kwa sie niswa. Womedi abeto niema we shia demo and who is a Christo ni panini akro. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet, please. Can you get the oil ready? That song, anytime you meet that young man by the name Ernest, tell him that God gave him that song. That song is not part of what he has written recently. That song came from God. Odo. That's the title of the song. That's the title of the song. Catherine is a brand new only agrono. Now you who are the new way. And say, I did 2 hours money. Ugusu de here. Stop the play. Tell him. Only a groaning friend in this and return back to his closet. That guy is a prophet. I'm not talking about this Koliko prophet. A prophet! And I keep telling you, so be careful of the altar you stand on. Would you a fresh here? I check the end was said at the very. Hallelujah. The gospel music will be antinom. Ubiantiom na yira no moira. That song, he can never tell me he wrote it. He didn't. It dropped from heaven. Sing it. Let's close. Do you want me to anoint you or you want to anoint yourself? Debbie, Ken, are you in a hurry to go home? Can I anoint? Is it Easter? I want to tell my MP by the lead of the Holy Spirit. Where is my Didi? By the lead of... Where are you hiding at the back? You are working. Okay, work. Next year, by the grace of God, I want us to do our Passover service at the Fadama AstroTurf. I want us to bring all our branches together in one service instead of for them to do their own services. All of us gather at the Fadama AstroTurf, one service together. Is it a good idea? Next year, all of us, we bus everybody from everywhere, and then we will all converge at the Fadama AstroTurf for the Passover service. Hallelujah. I want to pray for you. I want to lay my hands and declare the oil of God's blessing over your life. And I'm not only praying for you, I'm also praying for your family, your children, your husband. You know that evil cannot come near you. The Lord will keep you and protect you. And he will never leave you or forsake you. Because you are until everything that he has said concerning you will surely come to pass. In the name of Jesus. Sing that song, sir.
Yes, you can send your country me now. And on the one, be a mono. What I would say that you for me, Sandy, for so.
Can I hear the drums, please?
I was in. I was in. I Jesus,
I pray.
Hey, Odo no man I ask you to show me. Odo, my brave, my brother I ask you to show. Apa mana me bani oni mi anesi Jesus.
Me daw si o abrini na.
Apa mana me bosi oni mi ni mi ni mi anesi
Jesus.
Me daw si o abrini na. Jesus Christ. Yes, you know, yeah. Oh, the premier to me, Yamido. Apa was Yamaka, you know, mami. Wabu bumi poche, you know, freemiso.
Ah, I'll bring
you now. Yeah, Titi, I'll do my kume. And Jesus Christ. Yes, you know, yeah. Oh, the premier to me, Yamido. Apa was Yamaka, you know, mami. Obubu mi poche ni na frime so di 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 di
Nida wa si o Apri ni na
Ababa ni wa ya Nama ya Boni a ya fo Jesus
Nida wa si o Apri ni na
Veda u sana ya tu se Odo no mena Yesu kise we
Odo
Elma bre Elma bre ra Yesu kise Apa wara ni boni Eja wani mi hedi ensiye Jesus
Nida wa si o Abri ni na
Eja wani mi wari mi mambo Wau mi mamba ti mi bunso fri mi so
Nida wa si o Abri ni na
Titi ando makuwa Emi wu Jesus Christ Look your hands up Lama yei Oni papi atu mi nye bina Papa watu a waka nina mami o Wabubu mi pochi a nina fri mi so Mende waka me pega li so
Mida wasi o
Abri nina Pega u sasa Titi ando ma unkuma Eni u Jesus Christ Yes you nye wa ye Mabu si a pende tu mi nye bina Eda watu a waka nina Wabubu mi pochi a nina fri mi so Abubu, 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 abubu,
abubu,
abubu, abubu, abubu, abubu, abubu, abubu, abubu, abubu, abubu, abubu, abubu, abubu, abubu, abubu, abubu, abubu, abubu, abubu, abubu, abubu, miraculous testimonies will break out everywhere. Will be our bow, so maybe you will see the glory of Almighty God after this Passover service. Miraculous testimonies will break forth on God's people. So, Lord, if you don't have a passport, go and get one immediately. When you meet the Wube, would I be a Kumem? Will be someone that will hear no manza. Take you abroad. First, Abrochine Quam be a say, Kim. You are going to go to Abrochine, he said, Yokukru. I'm not joking. When you meet the Pija with ministry, I'm not talking about preaching prayer. No, your ministry is singing. Would digress, you have missed it. Telling you what pigeon you more a candy home a yamena chawadi. Ya na me hesse, you know, more yum to four no, they say me wounds will be up as so yes. Don't rush and try so obey yourself. Yes, of you cry, be pepper, be a journey after. I sent two people away, three people, pastors. I said to them, "You may wear more, 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 more." My way, I'm going to be jammed. Yanya nyamia free and ye bit me. I said, I'm telling you, unyamia chew baby. They say a very pediamica or crack or cow home. That is the gift that we are media chew. From now to November, we are maybe dropping 9 songs into your spirit. We are no. We hear your nudging 9 songs. From now, this is only passport. Koyebi. Obi nebe tia and you mean production, ni promotion. Oh, 9 songs all your life. We are maybe dropping only 9 songs. Classics. Ebe dene si ebichem. 9 songs. Can I anoint the young man first? I declare by the presence of God in this place and by the unction of the Holy Spirit, you are a choice in this entire. Can I say this very quickly? There are 9 businessmen, 9 in this building. That you don't even know that they do that kind of business, but they are here, 9 of them. The Lord is speaking to me prophetically. From today to September, end of September, everything that you lost for the past 24 months will be restored with compensation. 9 businessmen. Oh, you can clap those hands. The Lord is speaking. 9 businessmen. Everything you lost for the past 24 months will be restored from now to the end of September. You will see the glory of God. The gentleman in black, run to me. Yes, it's you. Run to me. The father of this young man who lives in Germany came last Sunday. Was it last Sunday or last 2 Sundays? Last Sunday to church, said hello to me. The father says he's a footballer. But I'm not calling you because of what your father said. I want to. I want to say a star actor. Now star, no, a toy, you know. It has landed on this gentleman. But when it landed on this gentleman, it split on 6 gentlemen in this building. Anybody who is a footballer, come to me. Men come feature football. Or the wins and be about you man with 2 grand. Men come and change your room proof. Men come a DDR main football. I'm talking about prophet. Me, Pastor Prince, move footballers. Only George, one more 2 or more 9 grand. Most of you footballers. Edward, I'm more than my alabaster. Monday, we are having our Jesus celebration at Alabaster City. And Alabaster is playing different churches. My friend, I need you to be in number 7. You must be in number 7. CR7 is my friend. White beard. You will score many goals for us. CR7. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. Hey. Zigo, you're a footballer. I'm not talking about coin chain football. Chairman Tiasman, no, can you? And your coin chain football as an American. We a footballer, serious footballer. Yeah, in your blaster, bebo. Serious. Okay. Hallelujah. Meuse. Star no a pie 6. A Tony Marco 6. The Lord is telling me that he will raise 6 people from Alabaster to the well to go and play. 6 professional footballers will come from this house. And go to the well stage and go and play. I prophesy over your destiny and over your life. God will favor you among the nations of the world. In Jesus' precious name. Your foot will be God's hand. Your foot, it will be the hand of God. Favor and skill. Jesus' name. Amen. The Lord bless you. The lady standing next to you. What's your name, sweet? Oh, the lady standing next to you. Yes, my darling. What's your name? Come to me. And then after that, we start the prophetic ministration. Twins, run to me. Yesterday, I wanted to call my our roof engineer. The guy is called Moses. And I was going to call Moses. I said, did any Moses? And I said, Moses needed it. Well, obi ani di wo babru ma ni de ye me ni de de ye di ni babru comfort ni babru Elizabeth wo de wo babru amedi wo ni babru or grade e we go free babru ni mo ache. Hallelujah. That's Lord, how are you doing? Come, let me pray for you. Receive the favor of an eagle. Fly to the heights in Jesus' name. Hey, Sean, come here. I declare the favorable grace of God. You will excel like a lion in the name of Jesus the Christ. Bless you. Hallelujah. I see God doing a repair work. Repair work. And the repair work is concerning relationships. Anybody who is not married, you are single, lift your right hand up. Let me pray for you. I see the Holy Spirit is repairing something. Spirit divine, help us. In the name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord says, I shall tell you, he has remembered you. Mommy, you know, you as well, Kaima. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I bless you in the name of Jesus. According to his will and his word that is sovereign, the moment you leave this altar, the doors will pop open to you. In the name of Jesus, you will come back with strange testimonies. Jesus' name. You know, prophetically, I see a glorious rainbow. And the Lord is telling me that he will raise you, because he's telling me that he has remembered you like he remembered Cyrus. And the Lord is telling me, even though you have made so many mistakes in your life, God says that mistakes are part of learning. As long as you can learn from your mistakes, you can do well in life. The Lord is telling me to tell this lady, your season will glow like rainbow colors. And that season is beginning tonight. What is tonight's date? 20. The 7th of April. The Lord is speaking to me prophetically to tell this beautiful woman, I am giving you a new beginning. And that season is beautiful as rainbow color. Messi, Ohima, we will celebrate and celebrate and celebrate you. Say it, the Lord. You will be celebrated. I anoint you. Please help us. Sorry, what is a mechanism besides that? I anoint you 7 times. Your season has come. 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 your time and turn has come. In the name of Jesus, I bless you. Go and shine. Everything will work for this lady. You don't have to struggle again. Everything will work. Everything will work. Everything will work. Everything will work. Jesus' name. God bless you. Congratulations. Anything I said, sweet? Oh, let me pray for you. Bless you, my darling. What's your name? Elena, you are blessed, sweetie. Clap for her. Did you do my singer, sir? So he's on going to the radio. It's okay. So. Let's start down. Hold it. What is the feedback coming from? Let's start the anointing service and the Lord will help us. Say amen. Anybody who took an envelope last night, you can bring it. It don't let be a shit, baby. Makumi, you know. And I may, you know. I pray. You took an envelope last night? You're looking beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Did you do mankuma? So let's sing.
It's your do mankuma. And it's Jesus Christ.
Come on.
Yes, Sunia, why? What if I be at Sunia? I'm about to have my gun in my mouth. What would be more changing and free me so
high?
Hold it. I declare that this is covenant, and on this particular Friday, on this altar, we declare a covenant of absolute victory that is in Christ Jesus. Amen. Engage the altar. The Lord bless you. Sing
it. Help my brother. Help my brother.
I'll beg you, let me anoint you before you go, please. I beg you. This is very important to me. Amen. All right, we're going home, but I'm going to beg you, Yanwasho, be careful today, tomorrow, Sunday, Monday. Please be careful. The snares are so many. Say amen. Before we take our offering, Jesus celebration, we do a buffet, and normally we cater for 800 to 1,000 people to come and eat for free. We use food as a tool of evangelism. Last year, people gave to the point that we have 2 bags of rice. That to this year, we have given them 2 bags from last year. Yeah. So, I still want to do what I did last, and I'm talking to everybody online, everywhere. You know, you can give me 1 bag, 2 bags of rice, 100 CDs, 200, 500, towards Monday. So that all the people that are coming from 4 or 5 buses that are going, people driving in our cars, and all the people in the area, we can host everybody for Jesus celebration and share the gospel and let them come and eat. Amen? Amen? you can give me something, don't come, just wave to me, whatever you can give is fine, it's okay, anything is all right, and then Sunday I will collect it, the W3 or F5, anything, wave to, thank you, anyone can do anymore, thank you, God bless you, I appreciate it. The Lord bless you. Amen. All right. Tonight, I will want us to just give a thanksgiving offering before the anointing service. I want to lead the service. 200 cities, 100 cities, 50. It's your thanksgiving. Thank God for what he has done for you, taking care of you. I want to give 200. You want to join me? You can have our mobile money. You want to do mobile money? It's fine. I will do mobile money. Let me finish. I'll do mobile. Want to do mobile money? 200, 100, 50, 20. Come and let me pray for you. Whatever you want to. It's your thanksgiving. No, it's nothing. I will beg you. Be anywhere, I will beg you. It's your thanksgiving. My wonderful friend. How are you? I've seen you in the F5 couple of times. I haven't asked your name. What's the name? Mike. I like your hairstyle. Me catch your sister. I say catch your mama. Me was in. I say on drop. You know, and to be na. This is a Jesus lover. We start in. So say we see a Jesus lover. We a friend of Afro Bushi. Dread Nina, yeah, they call heaven. Heaven, what do you know? I yes, you know, I will be who said, Emoja, no, a Jim Croft will be. We read Diana, do you see now? Pump him, why yes, you know, what he has here. Hey, hallelujah, Father, I honor you. You have 50, you have 20, you have 10. It's all part of your thanksgiving. Join us. Come. Whatever you have, it's fine. And then after that, we take our offerings. Father, thank you for everybody that stands in your presence. I prophesy an overflow of your benevolence and your generosity. In Jesus' precious name, rebuke the devourer for your people and grant them absolute victory. In Jesus' precious name, somebody shout amen. Amen. God bless you. Engage the altar. If you want to do mobile money, you are allowed to do so. The Lord bless you. Now get the oil ready. Let's start. Solo sing.
Sing it. This away.
Let me pray for the pastors. I'm a comfort. Everybody that will receive an oil on Passover, you will carry an Asian anointing. The oil will make you younger and fresh. And then signs and wonders will be the evidence of your ministry. In the mighty name of Jesus, I anoint you as a prophet. And as a prophet, shine. Help her for me. Shine. Did they let me tell you something? I declare you a blessing by the power of the blood of the Lamb of God. You are a blessing.
the Abrahamic, Solomonic, Mosaic, and the Christocentric blessing. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, can you put your hand where the oil is? Put your hand where the oil. All of you online, you are part of what we are doing. Put your hand where the oil is. Somebody declare, I prophesy. Was it an idiot here, David? Somebody declare, I prophesy. From the 7th of April, 2023, throughout my lifetime, I am a victorious man. I declare in the name of Jesus, I shall be overflowed with God's goodness and God's blessings. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I win everywhere in the name of Jesus. I want you to say this with me. When you cast a spell against me, it shall not prevail, for God is with me. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Close your eyes and commit your children, your wife, your husband, your fiancé, your fiance, everybody that is connected to you, commit them into the blood of Jesus before we leave here. They are in the presence of God. Evil cannot come near you. I bless you. In the name of Jesus. Paya, kakaka, paya, kakaka, paya, 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 paya. I will anoint the cameraman after the service. Psalm number 50 verse 5. The Bible said, gather my saints together unto me, those that I have made a covenant with. Who has made a covenant with me by a sacrifice or an offering. Pick up your offering and let's close. If you don't have it, please don't be worried. It's okay. And Genevieve Massey said, this, we won't come line by line. When you are done with praying, come and engage the altar. And I'm declaring that by the fire on this altar, the presence of God that is a consuming fire on this altar, I declare in the name of Jesus that you shall return home and meet many, many wonders in the name of Jesus the Christ. Somebody declare, who declare you here, come to the altar. And you are through, come to the altar. You ain't through yet, make sure you are through. Hallelujah. Come on, my way. Come on, my way. Hey, Papa's way. Kwana Balabasta. Wow. About Frank Weber said, deposition. You will shine like Mount Zion. Your future is beautiful as the Garden of Eden. You will be a great warrior, a leader warrior. By the time you are through with your first degree, the world will already hear of you. Mark it anywhere. Mark it anywhere. Mark it anywhere. God has lifted his name on this young lady. Stretch your hands on it. Stand behind. I declare by the goodness of God's grace and his favor, you will shine. Jesus' name. Amen. I love you. Thank you for your patience. Stand to your feet. Anything I'm forgetting? Nothing. Stand to your feet. Let's close. Thank you for coming. I love you. Did it was the song you've been playing on Sunday mornings? Even before I pray, Jehovah Nisi, answer me. Tobe, obey or tobe? It's tobe, tobe, it's tobe. I've been reading, my darling, I've been reading.
Obey by your wine, obey. Mammy, you know, it's on what an alata you to be. Why name to ever to me and go with name to ye better, ye better. Bo, boy, ye better. Thank you. It's her life.
So bet you could, he has done it for me.
Let me hear the drums as well.
Oh, you see, the day I win, he has done it for me. Even before I pray,
come on.
Jehovah needs the answer me. Tobechukwu, he has done it for me.
Hey, he has taken away the fear and given me peace of mind.
Tobechukwu, he has done it for me.
Tobechukwu.
Tobechukwu.
He has done it for me. You are now a Tiazi. But Tiazi is a money alata for my idea. Then to the evening, to and I am Bungo. Your two hands are lifted. Oh, Yami Buafui. Oh, Buafu Cassia. Yeah. You watch us throughout, but you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You might be in this room. I want to give you an opportunity whilst your two hands are on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, thank you for dying for me. I surrender my life to you. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my personal Savior. Tonight, I receive eternal life into my spirit. Say, tonight, I rededicate my life to you. Write my name in the book of life. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Father, I pray for everybody who prayed that prayer. I commend them to you. Stretch your mercy over them and favor them a lifetime. Take everybody home safely and protect everybody in the presence of the blood. No weapon or evil will touch your people. I dispatch them with your peace and in your presence in Jesus' name. Let's share the grace together and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, be with us now and forevermore. Surely signs and wonders will follow us all the rest of our lives. We will dwell in the house of God forever and ever in Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. I love you. I will see you on Sunday. Tomorrow there is no service. Get ready for your t-shirts on Sunday.
Catch it and say, what to nizipo muno? Enkrofu ebi yo mudiye. What tribe juke? Emanya ose mehu afechens opo. A yadum be. Shut one fast adum in jury for two. Can you create a kununum? Tell them the truth. Tell them it's not a blessing to live a promiscuous life. Tell them it's not a blessing when you don't talk to your wife but you chat with girls. Tell them it's not a blessing chatting with girls you don't know, Chinese girls, Indian girls. We come on your profile and it's girls, strange girls. We look for that. We see the mother. We are not tambabro. We shall not papa. We yeah, we young pino. We shall not papa.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.